Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Oh, Heavenly Fathers, with humble grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under your mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, we're approaching from the grace, humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand, looking onto the hills from which coming our help. Our help coming from you here this night in the name of Jesus. Hide me behind Calvary's cross and on this bit of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Better people's hearts to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you in advance for answering prayers, honor, requests, but most of all, for salvation to go forth in the name of Jesus. We claim for victory here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, I could open up to the book of John, the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10. And we'll be looking at the because of the verse. And it says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. 3 John verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. 3 John verse 2. And also John 10:10. These are the words of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening today and will be listening at a later date, we want to talk about your living come from the overflow of your giving. Your living come from the overflow of your giving. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we should give what we have decided in our heart to give as unto the Lord. You see, the focus should be on the here and now, in the presence, in 2023. Do not give under compulsion. Compulsion means the action or state of force and of being forced to do something. In other words, do not be generous out of obligation. Do it from a willing heart. Do it as unto the Lord. Remember, your living comes from the overflow of your giving. Your living comes from the overflow of your giving. Child of God, once your giving is done by compulsion or obligation, it is no longer done as an expression of your faith. Beloved, your faith is built upon this, that Jesus Christ gave himself as a sacrifice for us and as an act of grace. You see, grace is a gift that cannot be earned or deserved, but it is freely given. So, beloved, as we have received this amazing gift from God, we live in faith, which is saturated with grace. We live in a faith which is saturated with grace. Grace, unmerited favor of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have received this amazing gift from God. Our faith as a believer in Christ, remember this always, that your faith take shape and have expression in our lives whenever grace shows up in the way we live. I'm going to say it again. Believer in Christ, our faith takes shape and have expression in our lives whenever grace shows up in the way we live. That's why when it comes to as a born-again believer of Christ, we can't live just any kind of way. We have to live in a way that is pleasing to God. Live a lifestyle that will, hallelujah, that will display the goodness of the Lord in our lives. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, your living comes from the overflow of your giving. Here we see in the Word of God, in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, it says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Beloved, those who promote a health and wealth, hallelujah, those who promote a health and wealth ministry like to point to this verse as proof that God somehow revealed a path wherefore self-enrichment. But child of God, God loves a cheerful giver. You see, our offering is part of our worship. Our generosity is in itself an act of worship right up along with our singing of praise and hearing God's word. But because of John 10:10 reminds us, Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, I have come that, hallelujah, as a thief only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said in the B clause of the verse, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, in 2023, our determination should be to live the abundant life. Our determination should be to press in, hallelujah, until we get what God has for us. But when it comes to our giving, we must do it out of a cheerful heart. We must do it out of a willing heart. We must do it as unto the Lord. It is a question of our will, because we're not underneath the law of tithes and offering. Jesus came and fulfilled the law. But tithing, now we're underneath grace. And the tithe consists of our giving, hallelujah, giving as unto the Lord. Whatever the Lord placed upon your heart, we should give it unto him. Yes, tithe means 10%, but God loves a cheerful giver. He loves those that is not, hallelujah, that is not pressured into giving. He wants you to give it freely from the heart. So child of God, the key to living with blessings, which overflow in your life, is to listen to the voice of God and to obey him quickly. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, it says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hawking and the fed of rams. So, beloved, God's plan are to prosper you as you trust him and have faith in him. Yes, the Bible says, hallelujah, for us to trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Have faith in God. Have faith in him. Hebrews 11 and 1 says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So tell him, God, your thoughts and your expectation. God, prosperity is not a promise. It's not a promise. It is a covenant. A question may be asked, what is a covenant? A covenant is an agreement between God and man or woman, binding an oath or terms of the covenant. In other words, the scripture cannot be broken. Child of God, you are responsible for the outcome of your life. Here in the Word of God, it says in Psalms 1, verse 1, 2, and 3, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers and waters that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about your living comes from the overflow of your giving. Beloved believer in Christ who meditates on God's word day and night is prosperous. You see, God's prosperity may not be physically visible, but God promised and he rewards those who give cheerfully from the heart. So people of God, don't ever underestimate the power of God's faith working through you in righteous living. Yes, righteous living gives you the boldness before God in getting access into his blessings, the blessings from God. Every perfect and good gift come from above, from the Father of light, who gives it without, who has no shadow of turning, and gives it freely. You see, the outcome, the overflow of God's word bring you the power to prosper. God's word, God's power is released through the overflow of his word in your heart. Yes, our heart is where God looks at our heart. Because what is in us will eventually be displayed on the outside of us. Bible says here in the book of John 15, verse 7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you will or what you desire, and it shall be given and done for you. Yes, child of God, when problems come to you, the abundance of the promises of God in your heart are to be overflowing through your mouth to declare those promises of the Lord for your life. I'm going to say it again because it bears to be repeated. Child of God, when problems come, and they will, to you, even now in 2023, the abundance of the promises of God in your heart ought to be overflowing through your mouth to declare those promises of the Lord for your life. So tell them, God, your prosperity is in your mouth. It is in what you are confessing that you will eventually possess. Remember, whatever flows from your mouth comes from your heart. And it is what you will get. Beloved, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Child of God, in 2023, we have to be cautious and be careful not to get too familiar with ungodly people all around us, because it will make you content with what they are doing. Bad company always corrupt good manners. So believe in Christ. You must be able to set up barriers in your relationship with people so that you can protect the anointing oil that flows through your life as a believer in Christ. So beloved, God loves it when you are reminding him of his promises to you. Yes, all the promises of God is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Here we see in the word of God in John 6, verse 63, it says, the spirit that giveth life, it is the spirit that giveth life, and the flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Child of God, it is the word which is working in your life that will always come out first as an overflow when you are confronted with problems. When you speak God's word at that very moment, you are speaking life to change your situation that you are in. Yes, your situation is subject to change. But we serve a God that never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God promised in his word he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now that is a promise that we can hold on to. Here we see in the word of God in 3 John 2, verse 2, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Yes, beloved, according to this verse, in 3 John verse 2, we must prosper. We must prosper in our minds in order to examine, in order to experience God's blessing in our lives. Beloved, we prosper in our minds by renewing them with God's word. The Bible says in the book of Romans 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, biblical prosperity is more than money. God doesn't want you to lack in anything, but it's up to you to use your authority in Christ to combat lack and poverty. It's up to you each and every day to speak into your life, hallelujah, to rebuke the spirit of poverty and lack and not enough in the name of Jesus, to uproot and send it back to where it originated from. Because God desires to bless his people. He desires to bless you going in as well as coming out. Hear the word of God said in Psalms 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Also here in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 through 8. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye are always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Yes, I'm reminded here tonight on how important it is to give first unto the Lord. Give him what is due him, because he has set it, the sowing and reaping principle already that is set up. What God has already set, hallelujah, no man can undo. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will stand forever and ever. So, beloved, God is looking for people who are willing to give. If God can get it through you, he can also get it to you. I'm going to say it again. If God can get it through you, he will get it to you. Yes, beloved, child of God, operating in God's law of sowing and reaping, it will open the doors of prosperity for you in 2023. Yes, believer in Christ, believer of Christ, if we give God what we have in our hands, he will give us what he has in his hand. And God's hands have a lot more in them than what our hands can hold. Our living comes from the overflow of our giving. Here we see in the Psalms 37, verse 25. It says, I have been young, and now am I old, yet have I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Here the psalmist David told of his experience that when he was young, he never seen the righteous forsaken, and now he's old, and yet and still the righteous is forsaken not, nor their seed begging bread. That's why it's so important to put God first in everything we say and do. Matthew 6:33 let us know, but seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. So, beloved, the more we study along these lines, the more we will know that God's supply can never be exhausted, and the more our faith will be built up in this area, and the more we will start talking about abundance. We won't be ashamed. Hallelujah. We'll just boldly proclaim that the God that we serve is a God of all power. All power is in his hand. He's a God of abundance. God desired to bless. God desired to meet all each and every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's good to know that God's resources they'll never run out. Not like the world resources, that after a while, they run out. But God is a good God. He's a merciful God. He's a God that sits high, but in the glow. He's a God that knows the law by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we should be thankful and grateful here this day and forevermore. We are reminded here, God's prosperity often comes through our employment. He have made a way out of no way. He have granted us favor, as we have favor with him as well as favor with man. Hallelujah. Doors will be extended and open for our behalf. Here, when we look at the book of 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if many would not work, neither should he. So as a child of God, the God of the universe will bless whatever we put our hands to. But if we are doing nothing, God has nothing to bless. Remember, we must do what is required for us in order to walk in God's blessing for our lives in 2023. You see the place of abundance, the place of overflow in your life is found in the place of obedience, the place of abundance, and the place of overflow in your life as a child of God is found in the place of obedience. We are reminded of what the scripture says in 1 Samuel 15:22. The B clause of the verse says, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of rams." So it is to our advantage. It is to our benefit to do what thus says the Lord, to obey better than sacrifice, and to hearken. In other words, to hear the word and then become a doer of the word of God. Because when we become a doer of the word of God, we are trusting God. Hallelujah. We are trusting him. We may not be able to trace him, but we are trusting him and believing that God will bring a change. All we got to do is stay in faith, stretch out in faith, and trust him that he'll come through in our behalf. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible serves as our spiritual GPS, which is known as global positioning system. And it is always available to tell us which way that leads to where we want to go and how to turn around if we get off on the wrong path. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God will. By his Holy Spirit, he will get us back in alignment with the perfect will for our lives. Yes, the God that we serve, he's awesome. He's awesome. He sits high but look low. He knows us all by name. He knows our makeup. He knows what it takes to get our attention. So as Christians, one desire, a destination that frustrates us is the overflow. Surely we want to live. We want to live there, but it seems so unreachable. Beloved, too many Christians, believers in Christ, in 2023 are struggling financially and living from paycheck to paycheck. They're only surviving instead of thriving. So we must decide each and every month to get to a place of deciding which bill can be paid this month and which bill will have to wait for the following month. So we as Christians believe in Christ. Some of us do not have a savings account. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this should not be. In 2023, we are living in a computer age. We are living in a time where things are higher. But we got to look up to God as being our source, the source above all resources, the one that sits high and looks low, that desires to bless us in all areas of our lives. Father, we'll give him the praise, the glory, and the honor. Because he can come through for us. We may not understand what's going on in our lives, but we can still look on to him and ask him to help us in whatever we are going through. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about...
Come on!
I like that.
so you know it's right. You ain't gotta go, you can spend the night. I don't even like when you leave. I sent the keys, your scent still on my lips. I mean, you bright as the sun, you been the one. Bet you knew that too. Let's peel back the roof, let the wind loose. I love being with you, we in the coupe. Nothing else said, I'm in your head like dreads. You turn hair like red. When you step in the room, the noise go dead. I'm not going nowhere, you got me down like a fed. You all about your bread, you just for me. Your voice is sweet, you move discreet. Your house is neat, the same sense of style as me. And possibly my wife to be. If we can make it true and make the move. Your hustle A1, your nails stay done. Your hair A1, your feet stay done. I know that you the one, I can't even front. I just wanna be with you, you know it.
Show you what overflow look like or should look like in your life, because your living comes from the overflow of your giving. Believer in Christ, God is not the God of just enough. God is not the God of barely scraping by. No, God is the God of more than enough. He is the God of the overflow in your life. Yes, beloved, living in the overflow means having enough to pay your tithes, your offering, and bills with a whole lot left over. See, God wants to meet all your physical and tangible needs until you are so full, totally filled, packed full, and overflowing to the point of busting at the seams and spilling over. Now, that is abundant living. Yes, beloved, when we renew our mind to a world of abundance and overflow that we have never known before, we will begin to see ourselves moving ahead towards our desired destination in the overflow. Yes, we are reminded of what Philippians 4 and 19 says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Praise God. This is the overflow that we need to travel towards in 2023. Yes, believer in Christ, you will never become all that God has destined for you to become as long as your only focus is on getting your needs met, physically as well as emotionally. We have to understand that God wants to bless us to become a blessing. He wants us to not be selfish, but be selfless, be willing to go the extra mile, be willing to help somebody along the way. Instead of giving them a hand out, give them a hand up. So we must learn to trust him and to put him first and watch him take care of your basic needs. If you do, God will do. If you will, God will do for you. If we be busy about our Father's business, God will take care and make sure that our business is being taken care of. So again, I'm reminded in Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, beloved, for an example, God feeds the birds every morning, and they do not sow or reap, and neither do they have storehouses, but God feed them on a daily basis, day by day. Are you not much better than the birds? Are you not much better than the birds to God? Yes, you are. Look also on how God provides for the lilies in the field. They are so beautiful, no matter what you have in your closet. It doesn't look as good as flowers and the greenery that we see here each and every morning. Not even Solomon's wardrobe could match nature. Hallelujah. On what we see, God's handiwork, God's hand at work. Yes, the creator of heaven and earth, he wants to bless you. He wants to bless you to where you can be a blessing down here on planet earth. But God warns us and tells us not to be of little faith. In other words, if we only thinking about ourselves, if we only thinking about what me, myself, and I, God can't bless that because we're being selfish God bless us to become a blessing to other people along the way. So believe in Christ without making God and the kingdom of God your number one priority in life. You are building. You are building on sinking sand. Yes, your relationship with God is more important than your number one biological needs to eat and drink. Yes, beloved, we could have plenty. We can have plenty, hallelujah, of food. We can have plenty of stuff. We can have plenty of money, live in a mansion, feel safe and secure. It could be, you could be loved and admired by millions. You can climb Mount Everest and write hundreds of books in your life. But without Jesus Christ in your life, you are still a nobody. Hallelujah. And God wants us to put our hand in his hand and walk in obedience to what he asks us to do, to meditate on his word day and night, that we may prosper, that we may prosper in 2023. Yes, he has to be the center of your life and the foundation of your life in order to move in your behalf. Bible says in Luke 12, verse 15, it says, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses. We're also reminded in Luke 12, verse 32, it says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So do not worry about the future. Beloved, we must establish it once and for all that it is God who shall supply all of our needs. So tell them, God, your business, your job, your career is for seeds, not to supply your needs. It is your avenue. It is your avenue of refuge that God gives to you to obtain seed. It is the vehicles that he opens the door to the job that you have. Hallelujah. God opens up the door that you have a job that's adequate enough to take care of your needs and much over. Again, be reminded of this, that your job, your business, your career, your Social Security are all there so that you may have seed. But seed is used each and every day, hallelujah, to be used to make sure that needs are being met. But God is the one that takes care of needs. Hallelujah. Sometimes we go to work, and when we add up the bills according to the money that came in, there's no way that it should take care of all the bills that we have accumulated. Then we start scratching our head and trying to figure it out in our natural mind. But you see, a carnal mind cannot understand spiritual things on the spirit. So our living comes from the overflow of our giving. Yes, beloved, always understand this, that your living is an overflow of your giving, regardless of your means of income. Yes, 2023 is your year to live in the overflow. It is the year to maximize your potential that God has in store for you. And I, again, we are reminded in John 10:10, the B clause of the verse. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Also in 3 John, verse 2, beloved above all things, I wish that thou wilt prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. Yes, people of God, God is good and worthy to be praised. He wants us to be in obedience to what he asks us to do each and every day of our lives. He desired to bless us. He desired to make sure that each and every one of our needs are being met. So people of God, we must give God something to work with. Give him what is due him, and he will take it and bless it. He will use it for his glory. I am reminded again of what the psalmist David said in Psalms 37, verse 25. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. If we line up with God's will for our lives, and if we come in agreement with his word, and not just hear the word, but be doers of the word of God, God will take care of us. Yes, through prayer. Let prayer become a lifestyle, and miracles will follow. Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, because of the verse, men ought to always pray and don't faint or lose heart. Yes, beloved, the more we understand how important it is to study God's word, the more that we line up with what the word is saying and be obedient to what God is saying. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Pray when things are good. Pray when things are not so good. Pray when you are prosperous and when you are broke. Just pray. Prayer is the key. Prayer is a vehicle that God used to bridge the gap between him and man. Prayer will help us to come boldly to the throne of God, humble ourselves on bended knees and bow down heads, looking onto the hills from which coming our help. Our help coming from the Lord, the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hands. So remember, we must do what is required of us in order to walk in God's blessing in 2023. Yes, beloved, God, prosperity, he bless us to be a blessing. As we prosper on a spiritual basis, we become wiser. We become more obedient to what God is saying. We don't question him. We trust him, even if we can't trace him, because we know what the word says, to love God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. So we don't double mind. God's word said it, we believe it, and it shall come to pass. Rebuke all doubt, fear, and unbelief from our lives. Because 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. That's the type of God that we serve. The God that is able, ready, willing to meet our each and every need. The God that has brought us thus far by faith. And faith will see us, will lead us and guide us. Let the Holy Spirit lead, guide, and direct us from this night forward. Word of God says, all those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Yes, God, he may sit high, he looks low, but he knows when we're in need of. All we got to do is remind him of his promises. Remind him of what the word says. Hallelujah. And God is willing, ready, and able to meet us where we are. Surely he'll take us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Surely he wants to see our faith will be tried. But the Bible says, count it all joy when you fall in diverse temptation of various trials. Knowing this, that the trial of your faith will work in patience, and let patience have a good work. Hallelujah. So the man of God, the woman of God will be without attire, without lacking nothing, of knowing that God came through in your behalf, of knowing that the God that we serve has a surplus out there in heaven, our name on it. And he has given us the authority just through Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus, we are joint heirs and heirs with Christ to the kingdom of God. We are eligible to thank God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we abide in him and he abide in us. Talking about the word of God. If the word of God abide in us and we in the word, we can ask what we will. And God, according to his perfect will for our lives, he made lucid for us. Hallelujah. When he sees fit, when he believes that we are ready to receive it, what a blessing to know that the God of the universe desire to bless us, not just bless us, but to bless us abundantly, over and above of what is required. Because we are underneath a covenant. We have to do our part. And the promises of God is conditional, depending on how, on what we do with our lives. That's why in 2023, we must get busy about our Father's business and let God be God in us, through us, from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And we'll give him the glory, the praise, the honor, because he is an awesome God. He is a wonderful God. He is a God that knows us better than we know ourselves. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about your living comes from the overflow of your giving here in 2023. So be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Go out into the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, the one, hallelujah, that bridged the gap between God and man. He's the way, the truth, and the life. So we thank God for him here tonight. We thank God because of Jesus that we've been given a second chance to get right with God. Because of him shedding his blood for the remission of our sin, becoming the ultimate sacrifice to wash our sin as white as snow. We are grateful for this and thankful from this night forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, continue to pray for us and we'll do the same for you. Continue to lift us up, hallelujah, each and every day. And we will do the same because we are living in times that are troubled times. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which is called by my name, which is humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. And indeed, the land that we're living in needs a healing. Hallelujah. And we as God's people, we need healing also, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, in all areas of our lives, as we give ourselves totally and complete into God's hand. He will move on our behalf. He will help us to overcome in all areas of our lives. I know you, God is good and worthy to be praised. Remember, he sits high, but he looks low. But he knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. He promised that he'll be with us in whatever we go through. Remember, your situation that you may find yourself in here tonight, it is subject to change in any moment. Stay in faith. Stretch out in faith. Believe God. Hallelujah. And see him come through in your behalf and work everything out in your favor. He'll do it. He's no respecter person. If he did it for Job, he did it for Abraham, he did it for Isaac, he'll do it for you. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer here tonight. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Thank you, Apostle, for that message tonight. We hope that you have gleaned some information you can apply to your daily lives. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and your friends, and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have all of you. Also, if you care to write to us for questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, you may do that by writing to P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B, as in boy, E-A-U-X, as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, God loves you, and so do we. Have a great week, and if the Lord allows, we'll be back with you again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.